Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Pete Castiglione. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Cole. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Quine. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Mel Quine. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. Kiner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Pirates. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 3-0, Pirates. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castiglione fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Mel Quine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quine bunts towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. Cole moves to second. One out. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione is 0 for 1 in the game. Castiglione hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castiglione settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cole scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kiner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castiglione fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Queen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Jeffcoat throws the ball into Mixis, who relays the ball to Jackson, who tags McCullough trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen is 0-for-0 in the game. Queen strikes out. One out. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione is 0-for-2 in the game. Castiglione hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-1 in the game. Connors bunts towards the right side of the infield. Cole fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Connors moves to second. Danny Murtaugh now playing third base. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0-for-1 in the game. Minner bunts towards the mound. Queen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Connors moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connors scores. Smalley scores. Minner moves to second. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat bunts towards third. Murtaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. Minner moves to third. Mixas moves to second. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermansky is walked intentionally. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Strickland. Minner scores. Mixas scores. Hermansky goes all the way around to score. Sauer moves to third. Three runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sauer scores. Jackson moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murtaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minner strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mixes bunts towards third. Murtaugh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen fires to first and picks off Mixes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cole bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to third. One out. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Mel Queen. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland scores. It's 7-4, Cubs. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermanski. Murtaugh reaches second base with a double. Fitzgerald moves to third. Dutch Leonard now pitching. George Metkovich pinch hits for Jack Phillips. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fitzgerald scores. There goes Murtaugh trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Metkovich moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-5. Cubs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. It's 7-6, Cubs. Cal McLish now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Worley now pitching. George Metkovich now playing first base. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cole scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thomas. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Smokey Burgess. Bob Ramazzotti pinch runs for Randy Jackson. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Mickey Owen now catching. Bob Ramazzotti now playing third base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McLish. Thomas moves to third. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas scores. One out. It's 8-7, Cubs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hatton now pitching. Bill Howard and pinch hits for Dick Cole. Bill Howerton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howerton takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Tom Saffel pinch hits for Bill Worley. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strickland moves to third. Two outs. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Murtaugh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Murtaugh reaches second base with a double. Strickland scores. Howerton moves to third. It's Pirates, 8, Cubs, 8. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howerton scores. Murtaugh moves to third. It's 9-8, Pirates. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metkovich bunts towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Murtaugh scores. It's 10-8, Pirates. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh now playing second base. Bill Howerton now playing third base. Don Carlson now pitching. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Connors goes all the way around to score. It's 10-9 Pirates. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Joe Hatton. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's Pirates, 10, Cubs, 10. Vern Law now pitching. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mixes bunts towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Baumholtz moves to second. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howerton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermansky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 10. The Pirates will come to bat. Monk Dubiel now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Thomas strikes out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Bill Howerton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howerton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howerton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops it up and throws to first, with Dubiel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 10. The Pirates will come to bat. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Murtaugh is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Metkovic hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Connors hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCullough fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 10. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Kiner moves to second. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McCullough is walked intentionally. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Strickland hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Dubiel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strickland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howerton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 10. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Howerton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howerton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howerton hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Murtaugh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen bunts towards first. Metkovich scoops it up and throws to first, with Murtaugh covering, for the out. Ramazzotti moves to second. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. Ramazzotti moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramazzotti scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 10. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.